Okay.
We are going, and this is the Multimedia Man podcast number 21. 21. It's been a great week. Glad everybody's here. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Mark Schaffardini.
Howdy ho to our friends and neighbors.
Adam Conway.
Yep.
Andrew Conway.
Hello.
And Gadi Elkan.
Where's alcohol?
We're not doing that this
alcohol.
Week. We're going to take a week off from drinking.
We're 21. What's wrong with
that? Yeah, I'm leaving.
This sucks.
We'll do something really special for next week.
Nudity.
As usual, our top three.
Alcohol-filled chocolates.
Our top three, since the Oscar nominations were out, we're going to do our top three songs nominated for an Oscar over the past, is it 78 years or 83 years?
86?
Is it 86? I'm totally way off.
Give or take a decade.
Samsonite.
5 years. That's how long it's been, right?
That was way.
86 years. So anything's game if the song was nominated. And I'll start this one. I have four. I'm going to give you a runner-up.
Is it the old lady from Titanic?
Runner-up is Blazing Saddles song from 1974.
Ooh. How's it go?
The roar of blazing saddles.
Okay.
That's John Morris and Mel Brooks. Mel Brooks did the lyrics. John Morris did the score. Great song. I love it. I played it in marching band when I was in high school. My number three, it's not a surprise probably, Ben, Michael Jackson, from the movie Ben from 1972.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, yeah. Walter Scharf and Don Black did that.
Oh. Good old Walter Sharp.
Good old Walter Sharp. My number two.
Y'all are messed.
Is Mean Green Mother from Outer Space from Little Shop of Horrors from 1986.
Nice.
That whole album should have been nominated. And so the guy who did that is Alan Menken, who's done tons of stuff.
Is he the most
Levi
nominated
Stubbs sang it.
Huh? Person?
Alan Menken, yeah. But yeah, Mean Green Mother. And my number one, it's kind of a three thing. It's the songs that were nominated for Lion King. Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Hakuna Matata and Circle of Life from 1994.
Damn you.
Elton John, Tim Rice.
I'll take that off my list now.
Lion King.
It was definitely
like, it's so amazing. Those are my top three. I literally wrote down, I think, 40 songs, but I'll have them on Facebook at some point. But maybe somebody else will mention these.
I have Hakuna Matata tattooed on my fist right here.
Hakuna.
Matata. Instead of hate and love.
I have a lot.
Instead of hate and love, you have Hakuna Matata.
Exactly.
All right, I'll pass it over to Gadi, whose top three songs nominated for an Oscar.
I had 94 as one of my years. I went through years like that stood out to me as just strong, solid years
of
music.
The Forrest Gump theme is what you're saying?
I didn't.
1944, which had 14 songs nominated? Was that?
Well, I didn't go just quantity. I went quality, sirs.
Quality.
I'd say sirs because it's
both trip.
But the first year that popped up to me, I didn't go as far back as you, Brian, which isn't that far back in Oscar history, but
to the 1994.
I know.
The millennium.
I went to 72.
I only went to 86.
Okay.
That far. So
nice.
Obviously 86 is Top Gun.
What?
Take My Breath Away.
That song, really?
Woo!
Do you know my thoughts on
that? That's my honorable mention for greatness. That same year, that beat out, this is going to shock you, a little guy named Fievel.
Somewhere Art Thou.
How the hell did that lose somewhere to Take My Breath Away? Yeah,
Somewhere Art Thou.
An American
Shakespeare
Somewhere
Art Thou now.
And Glory of Love.
And Glory of Love, which were on my list of they should have won in place of Take My Breath Away.
Glory of Love was Karate Kid?
Yes,
Karate Kid Part 2.
Not
quality. The song is quality.
Somewhere Out There is better.
Oh, it's number one. That was my honorable mention that should have beaten Take My Breath Away.
Glory.
The years that were wrong. And I've already mentioned this song, my next one, in our favorite like songs.
In the past.
In the past. But I still think it's a great year as well, is 1993. And that's Bruce Springsteen one for Streets of Philadelphia. But that same soundtrack also had Neil Young singing Philadelphia, which if you don't ever heard that song...
That's weird.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
The soundtrack for
Philadelphia
had a song called
and
Philadelphia.
And Poetic Justice, Janet Jackson again,
ooh,
which was sexy.
Poetic Justice. Yes, two Jacksons.
So nice. That's my number three. And we'll make Poetic Justice my number two because they didn't win, but Janet.
Okay.
She deserved it.
So what's your number one then?
It's the same thing. I love The Lion King, but since you already said it, I'll go with a very recent one that I thought encompassed all of the music of this character, and that's Skyfall by Adele.
Nice.
Because she literally did go back through every single song that had entered into a James Bond and add just a little snippet into each little musical note. It was pretty neat. It's an incredible song if you listen to it all the way through and really get what she was trying to do. It's impressive that
that is a good one.
I think the 2000s have not had great music compared to the 90s Disney.
I agree. I only had five in the 2000s.
Yeah. There was much that's good. It's a lot. I think this year's kind of meh.
I agree.
We're going to go ahead and talk about the options.
Complete meh. We'll get that to another thing, but that's yours?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Poetic justice. Good stuff.
All right. How about Andrew? Your top three songs nominated for an Oscar.
Did you go older?
No, I went 80s, 90s.
Okay, so we're all the same.
I will say that my top one was also Lion King, but we'll give you a different one for that. My runner-up would be a great song by Stevie Wonder, done in 1984, called I Just Called to Say I Love You.
Aww. What movie was that?
What movie is that from?
What movie is that from? You know?
Yeah.
It's from the movie with Richard... Not Richard
Pryor. You know what movie?
Richard Gere. The Woman in Red.
Was that it? Okay, yeah. I did not know that.
Gene Wilder.
But what was the movie that had the big song come out in 1984?
In 1984? What? The big song?
The big, no, not the big song. No, big the one that we still listen to today.
That would be Let's Hear It for the Boy from Footloose. I didn't think you were talking about Ghostbusters.
Okay,
Ghostbusters unfortunately lost to
how? How? Lost it.
Which is crazy because
Gene Wilder looking at a girl in a red dress. With Stevie Wonder playing I Just Called.
It is a great song.
He plays it every time he's in concert.
So is that your runner-up or number three?
That was my runner-up.
All right, so it's number three.
My number three, we got to go to 1985. We had The Glory of Love, similar to the song, but we switched the glory to the power.
Yes, indeed.
Power, love, Huey Lewis.
In the news.
For Back to the Future.
And so, addition to Power of Love, he also wrote Back in Time for the movie, which is also a great song.
But did get nominated for you, so that we had to go with the runner-up, Power of Love.
And that song is perfectly placed in that movie. Damn, I'm late for school. Click. And it's I want a skateboard.
He likes the Power of Love.
I'm sorry, fellas. I'm afraid you're just too darn loud. And then, let's see. My number two is one everyone's probably going to hate me for, but it's a little song from 1991 from the Robin Hood Prince of Thieves soundtrack.
Oh, that's how I listened.
Really?
Everything I do.
Ryan Adams. God, he's favorite. Everything I do it for you.
But there's a better one in 1991.
I know. What's the other Ryan Adams song?
But well, 1991.
What is it?
Really Loved a Woman? For
Don Juan.
It was in 1995, actually.
Better well, 91, well, that year, Beauty and the Beast took up three of the nominations. Mm-hmm. So, Be Our Guest.
It was Be Our Guest and Beauty and the Beast and Belle, but I didn't like Belle as much as Beauty and the Beast and Be Our Guest.
I don't even remember Belle, so Bryan Adams lost out to Beauty and the Beast, unfortunately.
No Kevin Costner movie.
Yeah, the best Kevin Costner movie of our time.
I am a sucker for all things Kevin Costner, Bryan Adams, Huey Lewis, and Phil Collins. I just had to say it right there.
I am going to disagree with that.
Then good day, sir. I say to you again.
Good day. For you guys, I'm going home.
And since we're talking about it, Beauty and the Beast, Dirty, Lion King. Beauty and the Beast, Lion King, Dreamgirls, and Enchanted were the only ones that had three or more nominations.
I didn't know that. Wow.
In 86 years?
Yes.
Research. Good job. Wikipedia.
You nerd.
So that was your list?
But no. Number one. You took Lion King away from me, so I'm going to go ahead and give my number one to a little song from a movie from 1990. From one of the best sequels of our time, Young Guns 2. Nice. John Bon Jovi, Blaze of Glory.
Oh my goodness.
Song at the climax of that movie.
It's really ridiculous Bon Jovi has an Oscar nomination.
That's your number one pick.
Well, Hakuna Matata was my number one. This is my filler.
Good God.
Two different.
Way different songs.
We gotta go completely opposite. If, you know,
Nathan Lane to Bon Jovi.
Oh,
God. That's tough.
That's good. I like it, though. All right, good list. Adam Conaway.
Yo.
The man with the songs list? Nominated for an Oscar.
So hard.
Thank you.
Let's see. Some of my runners up.
Hello?
Give me two runners up.
Runners. Okay, I'll give you two. I've Had the Time of My Life from Dirty Dancing.
It's quality. Excellent.
It's quality.
It's a quality song.
If you hear that song, don't you just want to be lifted by Patrick Swayze?
You do.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
But why was he called Baby? That's, you know.
That's fine.
That was her baby.
That was her name. Not his name.
You need to watch that again.
Yeah,
I'll watch it with you. We can have it.
Patrick Swayze's Baby? What?
Nobody puts Baby in your corner.
I think you're getting Roadhouse and Dirty Dancing mixed up. I don't know.
And then my other runner-up is from the film Good Will Hunting, Miss Misery by Elliot Smith.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought about that, but didn't make the big
not
list.
A lot of people remember that song.
Yeah.
It's a and good one, though.
It's only in the credits.
It's only in the credits.
Well, it starts at the very end of the movie, like when he starts driving away. Then the credits roll.
Then the credits.
That's how Lord of the Rings songs are. They're at the end.
That
the credits.
Western
yeah.
Time.
Yeah,
that was one of the Annie Lennox. So great.
It's so great. So great. And like this year that they had that one that's burning fire or something.
It's all about a fire. Who is that, by the way?
Who sings that?
Yeah.
Insane Clown Posse?
Some. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
They've come back and...
It's all about the fire.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
So those are your runners up. What's
those
your number three?
Number three is from 1989, movie Magnolia.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Save Me by Amy Mann.
Great song.
Yeah,
great
I lost song. Out to Tarzan, which is crazy.
I don't know. Tarzan's pretty good.
You said 1999?
Yeah.
There was a great song from 1999
yeah.
that didn't.
But that's the only song they could.
We don't need
the whole movie was
this
song.
You're talking about Blink Cannon, I'm sure.
Yeah,
yes.
But the whole movie really was nominated, and it should have won.
Yeah.
Kids around the world,
and
like
don't
it.
Forget,
like
Randy Newman also had a song that year.
Yeah,
Randy Newman comes up all the time. I can't believe someone hasn't named him yet.
Well,
hopefully,
not,
Mark
so.
Mark has every Randy Newman song on his list.
I have Ann Newman, not Randy.
Then,
number two.
My number two is from a movie from 96, That Thing You Do.
That I got that.
Yes.
That's a great song.
A great song.
I love,
very catchy.
I love that soundtrack.
I,
played it
I like that movie too.
It was great. It was pretty much Tom Hanks' first movie he produced / starred in as a producer.
It was good.
Yeah.
Ooh, good stuff. All right.
And then number one, I was seeing it earlier, Against All Odds, from the movie Against All Odds, by Phil Collins.
Phil Collins, number one, really?
Yes.
It's a shame.
Phil Collins.
It's a shame.
The movie's just okay, but the song is great.
All right. That is Adam Conway's list. Now we're heading over to Mark Chaffardini from Go See Talk.
Perfect. And you know, to piggyback on what Adam said about Phil Collins, I was thinking about this earlier, not in a morbid way, but if I was going to get something put on my tombstone, it would say, air quotes, anything Phil Collins and Huey Lewis ever said. That's it, yeah.
And a portrait of Phil Collins, you
I'm
and
not sure.
Huey
I'm not
Lewis?
Sure what's
going to
be.
It'll be
three of us together, even a triptych.
Well, maybe
three
by the time
faces
you die,
melded together.
Maybe by the time you die, the tombstones will have like screens.
Yeah,
probably. It'll be a girl up in the drums.
Kind of like in the movie Serenity. It's just like kind of him like in a loop, smiling.
You guys do the dance studio together?
Well, going for the runner-ups, it would have to be 2008, which was, there was not a lot of options in 2008, but it was the Wally song,
yes.
Down to Earth by
yeah.
Peter Gabriel and Thomas Newman. Such a
yes.
great song.
High five there.
High
That's
five. It's nice. And, you know, by... justifiably went to Slumdog Millionaire, which was a good song too, but still, you don't hear a lot of Peter Gabriel these days.
Down to Earth is
unless
great
you
song,
always man. Listen to him.
Yeah. Or you're Peter.
My number three
literally.
Is going to go back to 1997. And no, it's
Ooh.
Not the theme from Star Wars by Randy Newman.
Oh.
Star Wars! Star Wars! It's,
some people.
Yeah.
Star
it's,
Wars
people. You Light Up My Life, which I'm not saying,
nice.
I'm not claiming them because they won. I'm saying they beat Nobody Does It Better from The Spy Who Loves Me. That's such a great song.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I have to listen to
Nobody
that.
Nobody
does
it better. 77.
Oh, 77.
Yeah, I was like, you said 97. I was
oh,
like,
sorry.
a few other songs.
Let's do the time warp again.
Should have been nominated.
My number two is going to go and stay in the 70s, and it goes to Gonna Fly Now.
Yes.
From Rocky, which lost to Evergreen by From A Star Is Born.
And Gonna Fly Now is Bill Conti.
Yeah.
Good Bill stuff. Conti.
Yeah, Daniel Barber Streisand.
Yeah. Rocky III was also nominated for Eye of the Tiger.
I'm getting to that.
Oh, jeez.
Adam,
come on, guys. He's too excited. Take it easy.
Oh. He's trying to talk to you guys. Yeah. Listen
all
to
right,
me.
Fine. So now we're getting to my number one, which is 1982's Eye of the Tiger, which was also in a running theme here, beaten by another song, Up Where We Belong, from Officer and Gentleman. So there's a lot of Rocky love that I have in my life.
So Jim Petrus School and Frankie Sullivan did Eye of the Tiger, right?
In 82?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
It's a good list.
And then this is sort of like an also mentioned. In 1981, Arthur's theme from Arthur.
Oh, yes.
Not Arthur 2.
Be Endless Love. But it was also the year that the first time it happens from The Great Muppet Caper was nominated. Can you believe that a Muppet song back in the day was nominated for
Rainbow Connection was nominated.
Rainbow Connection was nominated in 1979.
Mrs. Johnson, would you strike my comments from the meeting minutes?
Yes, please.
Okay. So those are mine.
So since somebody said Randy Newman wasn't mentioned, I had written for, where is it? In 1989, Randy Newman's song, I Love to See You Smile in Parenthood.
Really?
Great song.
Yeah, it is.
Don't recall.
Great song.
The opening song for Major League by Randy Newman was awesome. Yeah,
absolutely.
I think that was nominated somewhere.
What movie was Short People in?
Short People.
I'm not sure.
Odd People.
And we'll be posting all
that was
our...
in Little Rascals, but not originally.
Oh.
We'll be posting all of our songs that we've written down on Facebook, but I just want to mention that these three movies that were nominated for an Oscar for Best Song, but they do have an Oscar nomination... The Arnold Schwarzenegger Danny DeVito movie Junior, where Arnold Schwarzenegger gets present, has an Oscar nomination.
It's a lovely story.
The sequel to Beethoven. The sequel to Beethoven. Nine Beethoven's second has an Oscar nomination for song, and the movie Mannequin has an Oscar nomination.
I still understand why you're hating on Mannequin.
Yeah, Mannequin's brilliant.
Beethoven's second, I can understand.
Is it
trepidation?
Hollywood.
Yeah. Do I need to bring the quote out again from last week?
Yes, you do.
Hollywood makes it 2 weeks in a row.
He does.
So that is that. That is our top three songs nominated for an Oscar.
Is that a